Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the third verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك. وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
The fornicator does not marry except a female fornicator or polytheist, and none marries her except a fornicator or a polytheist, and marriage to such persons has been made unlawful to the believers.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the third verse of chapter Nur to be discussed. Let's listen to the third verse of the chapter. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة. The fornicator shall not marry save a fornicatress or an idolatress. والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك. And the fornicatress, none shall marry her save a fornicator or an idolater. وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. And all of that is forbidden for the believers. As you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, we concluded that there are different points of views regarding the commentary of this verse. Some commentators believe that this verse is talking about only an objective reality or fact that defilers and wrongdoers in the society only go after defilers and other wrongdoers. They flock together, but believers and pure people do not get along with such evils. So as a result, they only marry the pure spouses. Believers prohibit themselves from marrying impure ones. And this interpretation is confirmed by the apparent form of the verse, which has been stated in a predicative form. But others actually believe that this sentence is declaring a religious ordinance, a religious and divine ordinance that must be carried out in the society. It is a must. And like physical illnesses, ethical diseases are infectious as well, and they have to be counted as a shame and disgrace for pure persons. And this is confirmed by the sense of prohibition at the end of the verse where it says, حُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The believing people, the believers, are not allowed to do that. Now, we said that many of the divine ordinances are stated in the form of predicative sentence, and it is not necessary for all the ordinances of the Almighty Allah and religious ordinances to be in the form of imperative and actually prohibitive sentences. And this is what confirms that this verse is actually sent and revealed in the sense of prohibition, and it is a divine ordinance. Now, We will try to have a look at some matters to study, the cases of fornication that necessitates the death sentence and others, about which are questions raised in this regard. So stay with us.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, what has been mentioned upon the fornication judgment in this verse, in this noble verse, is a common ordinance that has also some exceptional cases, including adultery whose prescribed punishment is death sentence if its conditions are confirmed and they are met. The purpose of the Arabic word muhsin concerning adultery is a man who has got wife and his wife is with him, and muhsina is woman who has got husband and her husband is with her. If a person who is provided with such a lawful way commits fornication, his Islam prescribed punishment is a death sentence. But the point is, how this sentence is carried out is explained in the books of Islamic jurisprudence, and we are not going to discuss those right now. The sentence that is issued about the one who commits incest is execution too. Rape is also a felony, punishable by execution. And of course, in some cases, there are some additional punishments other than flagging, such as exile and so on. For these punishments, we must read their explanations in the jurisprudence books. But what we try to mention here is the fact that there are different cases of fornication. And fornication is not the same for different people. So that's why we might see different kinds of punishments for different people with the same kind of wrongdoing. It is because their conditions differ from each other. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.